I will not count one. I think it's outrageous.
You will not.
90-year-old Hans Rollins.
Will you sit down?
And it's on. It's happening every single day.
Don't be putting me on the show.
Well, as you can hear there, the Ciarán Cóireanna having some difficulty in maintaining order during leaders' questions during the past hour. The uproar following the fact that Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin raised a letter from an emergency doctor in Talla Hospital who described as torture the treatment of a 91-year-old man with Parkinson's disease who was left on a trolley for a day and a half earlier this week. We'll have more on that Dáil uproar in a moment, but just as that row was breaking out in the chamber, I spoke to Dr. James Gray, and he's the emergency consultant from Talla Hospital who has raised this case, and he told me why.
We had this 101-year-old lady who was allowed to languish on a trolley for 25 hours or more back in June 2015, and we were promised that this would never happen again. This test we put in place to ensure that this wouldn't happen again. And, you know, we're back again with a 91-year-old man who was admitted to the hospital on Sunday. There was no bed for him, unfortunately. And he resided in the emergency department, first of all in a cubicle in the main part of the emergency department. Then he was in a conduit. Now, a conduit is basically an area where patients or staff would be able to egress and flow between the psychiatric rooms of the emergency department and the cubicles themselves. So this was an area that shouldn't have had patients in the first place.
So a corridor, basically?
An internal corridor within the emergency department. And, you know, it's only a few years ago that we had the statutory inquiry on you, the damning statutory inquiry, which followed the death of a patient, Mr. Thomas Walsh, back in 2011. And one of the recommendations was that you know, patients would not be on a corridor. Now, this is an internal corridor. This patient was subjected to constant light, constant noise, very poor sleep as a result, no dignity, no privacy, confidentiality would have been negligible, and he would have constituted an infection control risk because clearly it was an area that he shouldn't have been in the first place. And to add insult to injury, he would have also have been a fire evacuation risk in the event of a fire. This trolley would have blocked egress and flow around the emergency department. So on a number of levels, this is an appalling case.
And it's not just this poor 91-year-old man with advanced Parkinson's who was enduring these conditions you say amount to torture last Monday, but also his wife. She was also on a trolley, is that right?
She was. So she'd come in on Monday, a little bit before her husband got a bed after 29 hours on a trolley. And by the way, the husband clearly was in pain when I examined him earlier in that evening, and clearly in pain because he was on a trolley for that amount of time. So he suffered a significant morbidity as a result of being on a trolley. But his wife ends up having to come in for legitimate medical reasons as well. I can't go into the detail, but she ended up coming in while he was still in the department, but shortly after he got a bed, and she would have remained in the emergency department for 9 hours or so on a trolley until she also received a bed. Both those patients are still admitted to the hospital.
We have emergency task forces. I mean, it's not for want of talking about this issue. It's not for want, as you say, with the example of that 101-year-old lady. For examples, it's not for want of examples of these things happening in the past. Why is it still going on?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I mean, the Emergency Department Task Force is the latest task force, and there's been a number of task forces. Mary Harney declared this a national emergency back in 2007, and we're having a problem that's getting worse year on year. The trolley situation is not improving, it's getting worse, and the beds that have been promised from the ED task force, they're needed now.
There are beds due in December, aren't there? There are beds due very shortly.
There's beds coming on stream shortly, and there'll be another tranche rolled out in December. You see, only the beds, there are existing beds in the system already, but they're shut because there's no staff to keep them open. And there are some new beds we've been told that'll be brought on stream as well. But the key thing here is staffing. Staffing is at crisis levels, not just on the nursing side, but also on the medical side. We can't recruit because the conditions are so poor and it's a vicious circle. So not only have the beds come on stream, but the staff has to come on stream as well. And I don't see this happening anytime soon. This is going to be a great difficulty for the task force. Beds on their own won't solve this, Anya. It's a multifactorial problem, but it would buy some time, certainly, over the winter, if we had 140 beds freed up now. But we need them now, not in a few weeks' time or around Christmas or after Christmas, because we'll be well into the winter period at that stage. There is one thing that can be done today, immediately, that doesn't cost a penny on you, and that's activation of what's called a full capacity protocol. And what that basically means is that instead of having patients concentrated over census on trolleys, admitted boarders, down in one area, one ward, if you like, the emergency department, those patients can be spread across the institution. And by doing that, you reduce the risk. I'm not saying it's safe, but it's safer.
And one final question, without breaching medical confidentiality, I hope that the 91-year-old gentleman and his wife are both doing well now.
They are currently inpatients in Tallaght Hospital, thankfully they are no longer languishing on trolleys in the emergency department, which is a disgrace.
And that was Dr. Gray from the Dr. James Gray, the emergency consultant from Tallaght Hospital. Just to point out, Tallaght Hospital have issued a statement. They say they can't comment on individual patient cases due to patient confidentiality. They are aware of a delay in admitting elderly patients this week, for which they unreservedly apologise. They point out delays currently under review by management, and while the delays are undesirable, Tallaght Hospital points out that there were no critical or clinical incidents reported in the emergency department this week arising from delays in allocating ward beds. They say that the policy of prioritising the allocation of ward beds for elderly patients, they're currently implementing a number of initiatives to improve it all, and they point out that their adult emergency department is one of the busiest in the country. It provides a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year service, and attendances, particularly elderly attendances, are up. Now, as I say, there was uproar in the Dáil about all of this at Leaders' Question Time in the past hour. And this is what happened when Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin raised Dr. James Gray's concerns at Leaders' Questions with the Taoiseach. And here's a short flavour of what happened next.
And the question I would put to you, Taoiseach, you decided to take personal charge of health 2 years ago. You announced to the House you were taking personal charge. This letter speaks to an absence of decency and dignity. The situation has got worse, Taoiseach.
Thank you.
Over the last 2 years. Can you explain to the House how it has got worse? And are you not ashamed of this damning indictment of your stewardship?
First thing I want to say about this, Deputy Martin, is that I agree with the consultant. I agree with the consultant concerned that this is a shocking example of a dysfunctionality in the system. I agree with that. You don't need legislation to know that you should not have a 91-year-old on a trolley for these length of hours, and his wife. You don't need any legislation to understand that. Now, I'd like to know, now when that patient came into that hospital at 91 years of age and was put on that trolley and was there for 29 hours, as the consultant pointed out, who was the person responsible for leaving that person there? Now, I know that there are serious changes being implemented in many of our hospitals.
Many of
our serious changes. And some of these changes are being resisted, as they always have been resisted. But it's important to understand, from any sense of humanity, a 91-year-old man should not be on a trolley in the first place, if it can be at all prevented, but certainly not for this, as pointed out by the consultant, the indignity and the lack of privacy and the noise and the light interference in his senior years. Now, I say, Deputy Martin, this is a case that I just don't understand how it can be allowed to happen to a 91-year-old. And it's up to everybody in the health service to play their part and to accept their responsibility to work to ensure that the plan actually works. I mean, any of you, your own families of hospitals that you visit, Surely somebody has to make a decision about the extent of medical priority to leave a 91-year-old on a trolley for 29 hours. So the facilities are being provided, the extra staff are being provided, the money is being provided, and it's still not making the impact that it should. And I'm quite sure that over the next number of weeks, you're going to get other cases that are quite shocking being brought to light.
Thank you.
And this is a challenge for everybody. Ministers provided the money through the budget, extra staff being appointed and being attracted, and you still get these kinds of cases. I'd like to hear the response from the hospital. I'm not passing the buck here. But the point is that anybody in an accident emergency, if you have to make choices, you do not leave a 91-year-old on a trolley for 29 hours. I agree with this consultant in his views.
And that's a flavour of some of that debate which occurred at Leaders today.